Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It is the 8th of October, 2022. Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, myself, Todd Kunin. The Fearsome Foursome are here today. Todd and Denise are my co-hosts, and Cal Hunter is our producer. 855 Law Radio. Call us at 855-529-7234. We are excited to be here. Remember, seek local counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving you legal advice. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. So don't set your expectations too high. You know what? We're going to talk about Amber Heard's latest. We got a case or no case, the latest on Rust lawsuits, Journey, the band lawsuit, my favorite band, Arnell Pinella. I'm going to a shout out to Arnell, the lead singer, is, I'm not going to say a good friend, but a friend of mine that I look as a awesome young man that is doing a great job as the lead singer of Journey. But there's some interesting a lawsuit going on between Steve Perry. It's the old band member, Steve yeah. Perry, and we're going to talk about that. And the most important thing I want to talk about is anecdotal things. I received an email from a producer. Not a producer, but I mean a manager of a radio station. And in it, he said, "We love your personal stories and your anecdotal things because it makes it fun." But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm not trying to. I worry, but I don't get paid for doing some of this stuff, and it really irritates me. But I'm eating my almonds to get some good. You know, protein. I gave some to Cal.
Yes. California protein, no less.
And
yeah.
Yes, and the wonderful almonds. Guess some of the best almonds I've eaten is Safeway brand inexpensive almonds. I didn't mean to get those because there's a, quote, name brand I always get.
Blue Diamond.
But that's what all – they don't pay us, Cal.
Sorry. Safeway.
Yes. Safeway. But I just – it got the Signature Select whole almonds, hickory smoked, and the I just had some roasted salted ones. And doggone it, Cal, take a bite, Cal, right now. I gave Cal. Just eat it. People want to hear you overeat it. What's it taste like, Cal?
Because I am a fan of these anyway. The Blue Diamond ones. I'm a big
who
fan.
Wants to try one?
So Fred says to the whole Radio Law Talk team, nuts to you. That's what he says.
Try this. This is the Hickory Smoked Signature Select Blue, almonds, Todd's like,
are they good for you? Then
yeah,
I'm not having any.
That's exactly right.
Todd says, the day McDonald's sells almonds is the day I'll eat them.
That's pretty good, Denise.
If it says, Almond on the package, I'll have some. But no.
So anyway, that's what I'm doing this morning. I'm pounding down some almonds, again, trying to lose weight again. Everyone's trying to get me on their weight loss program, but it's keto's the only thing that works for me. So wonderful time today. We're glad we're all together for the first time in a while, huh?
It's been a while. Somebody's very busy all the time. If you look up in the dictionary, if it hasn't changed yet, if you look up in the dictionary, the phrase "burn the candle at both ends and in the middle," get a book on colloquialisms. And if Fred's picture is not listed, you need to write the publisher.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm like pushing my myself, of course, my book. Go buy the book Goose on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's doing really well.
Fred was too busy for the photo session, Todd. He couldn't stop and say
that. Exactly.
Last week I made a joke about it.
Did you?
Good. Yeah, because I was wearing my duck suit and I said, we've got
Goose.
A duck. Goose.
duck Goose. Well, it tells you what I'm going to do. Like today, here's a typical day. Radio Law Talk, we love this. We start early and we study early. And then when I'm done, guess what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go out, and I've got a weed eed out in our – I have pastures. I live on the acreage, and I've got a weed eed the pastures, and I mow – like 4 acres of pastures. And the reason I mow it, people are, why do you mow your pasture? Because it's got those stupid weeds that grow up that you got to mow them down to keep, so it'll kill the weeds out and the grass will grow up, outgrowing. So I got to go do that today. And
there you have it.
Eating. That's my life.
Fred Penny, outstanding, like a farmer in his field.
Yes.
Driving a Bentley and going out to the farm.
That's
and
what I want to see.
And feeding cows.
I want to see you hook up a lawnmower to a trailer hitch attached to the Bentley and mow. That would be
a good
awesome.
TikTok.
I want you guys to go. And then, this is a push. One of my greatest posts that got the most views and comments is on Frederick Penny. Go to my Instagram, FrederickPenney1. Is I was out and about and I forgot to get my salt licks for my cows. And I was driving the new Bentley. So I pulled up to the farm supply and I loaded up salt licks in the back of the Bentley. And you should have seen the ranch hand at the farm supply guy looking at me going, really? Yeah, set it right there. Do you have, like, paper to put down? No, just set it in the back there. So I videoed the thing.
then it's to the trailer hitch shop, Todd, and then to get the
trailer
the takeoff, you know, the universal joint, a takeoff put on the back so he can pull a flat deck
underneath.
More.
Yeah. That's exactly
what would have been awesome is if Fred would have then looked at the guy and said, don't let nobody tell you there ain't money in cattle.
That's exactly right. Make big bucks on cattle.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here, but Cal, we'll just do a little bit of a, give us a teaser.
I'm give you
with
a little
case
teaser for
with
case,
or
no case.
No case.
This is a historic case that many of you may already know about, and if you do, I apologize, but it involves Los Angeles and pants and a female wearing pants in court and a judge saying, that ain't going to work, honey. Put on a skirt or a dress, and I mean it this time. And that's what our case or no case is about.
Okay. All right. Well, there's some other things we're going to so hold on to that. We're going to start that right after the break. But let me tell you some other things. We're going to talk about a California prison guard accused of assaulting a wife, biting the son, and we're going to discuss that. We're going to talk about Larry King lawsuits. He's passed away, but again, there's estate lawsuits like in the $100 million range.
Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. And then, Denise, Angelina Jolie issues, obviously, with Brad Pitt and the divorce that never ends and the issues with child custody that never ends. We're going to talk about some Uber security chief found guilty. We're going to talk about that. We got an Elon Musk. We're going to talk about a little bit. This just goes on. We're talking about there's an interesting thing. It's how the domestic violence law is impacting Hollywood divorces. We're going to talk about that.
If only we had something Johnny Depp related. I don't know.
I know. Well, guess what? We have some Weinstein stuff coming up. But again, we're not saying Johnny Depp's like Weinstein, but it's Hollywood stuff. Talking about that.
We have an update on Amber Heard too.
Yes, we're going to talk about that. We got. Have you ever seen my grandson's like this? Roblox.
Oh yeah.
I guess that's super popular, but they're being sued, and this is going to be a tough one for the people suing. But over a girl's exploitation while she's on, the problem is you got young kids on this, and then you got crazy wackadoos that jump on to try to talk to them and stuff like that. So there's like that. But look, we got Melinda Gates open up about the divorce situation. We're going to talk about that, Denise. And then we've got internet speech and social media. The Supreme Court's going to hear stuff about that. We got Tom Brady. We're talking about him. We got so much.
We have a lot.
I don't know why you would ever leave this 3-hour program live, 9 to noon Pacific time, every Saturday. Cal, take us out to the break.
And we also don't know why some stations don't carry the whole thing, but if that's you, radio stations, please carry the whole thing. And if your radio station doesn't, please go to Radio Law Talk and listen to the rest of the stream live and free. Yes, you're running free. You can go commando on the radio there by going to RadioLawTalk.com and listening to the show. We'll be back in just a minute.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We need to change some of our theme songs. Next week, Cal, it's got to be Halloween. It's got to be Halloween stuff.
Okay, I can do that.
I already have my Halloween stuff up.
Do you
I do.
Really?
I did it last weekend. I was really excited that It's here. And my theme is spiders.
I was driving through a Northern California town this morning, and on a front porch, it was one of these big, huge spider webs and one of those dog costumes. Have you seen a dog in a costume, in that spider costume when they run around?
Yeah.
It is freaky.
Cool. Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a case or no case of Cal's mic's going to
roll. Well, we'll see. Here we go. All right.
Sounds good, Cal.
All right. There we go.
Case or no case.
Yay!
Helen Hulick was a witness at a burglary trial. Her house was burglarized, and she saw the guys who did it. And she was a bit of a rebel. She wore slacks or pants to court in Los Angeles in 1938, and the judge did not like that. He ordered her to stop being a distraction and wear a dress or a skirt, and she said, no, I know my rights, and I don't have to dress to please the court.
Wait a minute, that's the distraction? I think it would be vice versa, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm just telling you what the judge said. The judge said, you have one more chance, a dress tomorrow or serious trouble. She immediately got a lawyer, and the lawyer agreed to help. And she asked the lawyer if she had to kowtow to the judge's dress code or she could resist with a case or no case. Denise, what do you think?
I feel like it's pick on Denise month.
Why?
I've been first because I've been first on this.
Why? But you win all the time. I'm getting the first chance just because of your incredible record.
All right. Well, you know, this could very well be a scenario because it is. What year was this?
1938.
Because even at the beginning of my career, dresses were frowned. Our dresses were mandated, and women were really not. They were frowned upon. Nobody would say it directly, but you could just get that if you weren't wearing a dress suit. And that was not in 1938, so I can imagine it was worse in 1938.
Was that
1939? Oh, yeah, same as you.
I know, I was 36.
Fred was 1812. But anyway.
I love you, Denise. You know that.
I know. So, you know, this might be the case that said you can't mandate. I'm going to say this. And these guys are, like, waiting with bated breaths because they want to hear what I have to say. I'm going to say that this is a scenario, but it doesn't become a case because the judge backed down.
Okay, well, that's a logical conclusion based on the information you have. Mr. Penny, what say you in the matter of Helen Hulick, case or no case?
So here's the situation. Before we talk about if it's a case or no case,
okay,
the courts are allowed to mandate, if it's not discriminatory, proper dress code. If that's the case, people can walk into shorts. The lawyers walk in shorts and flip flops, and they can tell you or mandate what type of dress code, so long as it's not discriminatory. So, you know, for example, if a person from the Middle East wears, is that called the burqa? What's the hat, the thing?
The hajib and the burqa and all that stuff.
Then that may be an issue with the courts, right? As in, the courts can't tell them not to wear that. But what it comes down to is the courts do have the opportunity and the ability to set a dress code. I think this is an actual case. And the case came down and found, Here's why I'm saying this, because I don't think they can do a dress code, but is it discriminatory to say a woman has to wear a dress in 1938? And I'm going to say no, in 1938 the courts were allowed to do that. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say case, court wins.
All right, Mr. Kuhn, what do you think about our rather matter of what to wear to court?
Can you refresh my recollection?
Yeah.
Why is she in court to begin with?
Witness to a burglary.
So
her own home was burglarized.
So she was burglarized, and she's there as a witness, and she wants to wear pants, and the court says you're going to wear a skirt or a dress.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's a victim.
So here's the thing. If this is a case, it would be a case because she showed up wearing pants instead of a dress, the court violating the court's order, and the court held her in contempt. And so I will say that it is a case that she was held in contempt of court and that it was later dropped because of outcry. So it was a case in the sense that the court did hold her in contempt, But then the matter was later dropped by the judge.
She became, by the way, this is, for those of you interested, this is a case. And Ms. Hulick became the face of the anti-slack movement. She said, the judge is an anti-slacker, and I can't stand this. So here's what happens. She orders, wears the pants. The judge says, off to jail with you. The jail matron puts her in a denim dress. She has to testify in the denim dress. She offered to wear a formal. Okay, so then she openly defied the court, and she said, I hope he puts me in jail. I'm the face of anti-slackism. That's what she called it.
Anti-dressism, because yes. She's slack. She wore slacks.
And, right, and according to the New York Daily News story from 1938, Hulick was held in jail for a few hours, and then the case was dropped from there.
Todd was right. It went. But I was right, though. The court won because they took her to jail.
That's exactly right.
So she ended up wearing pants.
Yeah, she ended up wearing a dress.
To testify.
And a Levi one on top of it.
Well, you have denim, you know, the one they hand. Denim. Yeah, the one they hand out in jail.
I don't know how somebody can say one person wins and the court wins and then they both win. I don't get that.
Well, the conclusion is
she went to jail, so the court won.
She went to jail, so she lost that case, and she was ordered to wear the dress into court. So I'm thinking that was a judicial win, but she did press the anti-slackism movement from there on out, and
so Todd gets one.
I get two. We both get two.
Why does he get two? I don't get that.
We'll do it off the air when we come back.
It was a case. That's
all
a
right.
Point. Yeah.
Join us back. We're going to talk about Amber Heard. Man, oh, this lady's got some issues. We'll be back.
Maybe she should wear slacks. Did she wear slacks or I don't know. Doesn't matter. Case or no case, next hour will take us to Dublin, California, and the matter of an altered check for rent. That's next hour on Case or No Case. And the show continues after we take our bottom of the hour break right here. Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance. Insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stewart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates.
You
USA Radio News.
A week after Hurricane Ian slammed Florida, search and rescue efforts are still underway, and the death toll continues to rise. The adjunct general for the Florida National Guard, Major General James O. Iford, spoke about the biggest challenges right now.
We have about 17 urban search and rescue teams scattered throughout. Now they're kind of focused on the primary counties of Charlotte and Lee County, doing a lot of tremendous work.
A man has smuggled drugs into prison.
A Texas man is facing up to 20 years in prison for flying a drone into a Fort Worth prison yard. Brian Henderson was arrested in August and pleaded guilty this week. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Of the radio listeners.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. Who told you that?
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@RadioLawTalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @RadioLawTalk.com.
All right, hold on. You are going to learn something very interesting today. Those of you who are not attorneys or don't understand or listen or handle the law, I'm not trying to be arrogant, but this is a very interesting point that people don't get or understand, the behind the scenes of the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. Ready for it? This is the behind the scenes, and this is up my alley. So Amber Heard has to pay for her defense lawyers. Who's going to pay for her defense lawyers? Everyone thinks, man, it's expensive. She has, believe it or not, insurance companies that will cover you if you are sued for libel and slander. A lot of times it's your homeowner's insurance policy. They have your homeowner's policy has like general areas that you can be covered for that will help you and that can make it so that you are covered for certain events. Now, apparently she has a homeowner policy with Travelers, and then there's another policy she has also called New York Marine they're talking about who's paying for the legal costs, okay? And so those insurance companies are battling each other to determine who's covering the costs. Travelers is asking New York Marine that they pay half the legal costs, and they're saying they're not going to. So here's the thing is that there's two steps there. Now, here are the two steps I want you to understand. It's just, to me, this is cool behind-the-scenes stuff. So everyone's like, poor Amber Heard is going to be broke because of this. Well, technically, there's going to be an argument as to whether or not her insurance company pays the $8 million owed to Johnny. Or whatever, 15, whatever.
$15 million.
$15 million, whatever.
These are over fees.
And, yeah. Okay, so what happens is the following. Insurance companies, generally speaking, in their policies will not cover intentional torts. Or some, if you do something intentional, like a murder, like as one, believe it or not, or a assault or something like that, you will not be covered. You will not be covered during the time of that that assault or whatever happened.
Yeah.
So one of the insurance companies is arguing that this was an intentional act by Amber, therefore she's not covered. And then yet Travelers is they're battling back and forth, and then Amber's lawyers are obviously battling to cover it. Now here's two things. First issue is, When you're sued, your insurance company, generally speaking, has the right to hire the lawyers they want to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is a lot of people, they hire their own lawyer, and then next thing you know, halfway through, they're like, no, we're using our lawyers. Usually because what happens, Denise, the insurance has a special arrangement that is cheaper, right?
Yeah, they have in-house corporate attorneys.
Yeah, they could have in-house,
right?
But a lot of times it's a lot cheaper because they have this agreement with these other law firms because they get volume.
Right.
And so there's that argument going on that, you know, was Amber Heard, you know, were the attorneys, the proper attorneys that were, they agreed to pay for, at least this New York Marine is arguing that, okay? The second thing is, and presumably a cheaper, so they're arguing over that. The other thing is, does she have coverage of $15 million? The odds are probably not, right? So what they have to do also, with all this mess going on, what they could ask for is what's called Cumas counsel. And Cumas counsel is, if there may be a conflict between you and your insurance company, and there may be issues of whether or not you're covered or not covered, they, generally speaking, have to provide you and pay for it separate law firm counsel to protect you against your own insurance company. And I don't know that that happened here. So the behind the scenes thing, the behind the scene where everyone's saying she's broke, she's not going to be able to make it, the fight right now behind the scenes is between the insurance companies.
And over her attorney fees and who's going to be responsible for them. And one of the companies actually did pay. They've actually paid and all that. They gave
Travelers.
Her. The Travelers gave her Cumas counsel. She made that decision to go with her attorney that she had at the trial, Elaine Bradkoff. But the other insurance company said, oh, no, we are going to send our own lawyers there. And those lawyers were frozen out of the case. They weren't allowed to even be a part of the decision-making.
Mm-hmm.
So this insurance company,
Well, that's the Marine Company.
The
Marine
Company is going to lose. You know why?
Why? What do you think?
Because they didn't offer her Cumas counsel. If they had offered her Cumas counsel, then she would have protected her own interests And I believe that that's a problem for them.
Well, yeah, Denise, you're right.
They're now claiming that she, because she was found of malice, right? She was found guilty of malice, or that she committed the defamation with malice. That is the willful act. That's the intentional act.
Well, here's the situation. The situation is New York Marines, they're sitting on this main issue. They're saying, we know that we have to cover, or generally have to cover, if it's a negligence issue.
Right.
But they're saying, in quote, and they're quoting their language, an insurer is not liable for a loss caused by the willful act of the insured. And they're arguing that Amber Heard's actions were willful, and therefore they're not going to cover her or pay for it.
So I got a question. When is the insurance company, when do they have to make the determination that they believe that the actions were willful? Because prior to, for example, in the Amber Heard case, prior to the jury verdict, Amber Heard was arguing, I didn't slander him. This wasn't willful. This did not happen. So the insurance company, she's got the attorneys to prove that. And then is that a determination the insurance company can make after the jury comes back and says, oh, well, that was willful?
Well, that's why Cummins Council is it's so important up front.
Well, yeah. Well, it starts up front, Denise. I'm not going to say you can't say no 100%. It starts at the beginning because don't forget there's allegations back and forth.
Okay.
So at first, what insurance companies generally say is we believe there's no coverage here because this was an intentional act. Doesn't mean they don't cover them at first or hire lawyers for them. But like Denise says, that's when the Cummins Council immediately, the minute they say we think you don't have coverage, you as an insured have the right to say, I want Cummins Council. And a lot of people don't understand that, know that. I want Cummins Council.
Yes.
And then you put it in writing, you tell them, you say, get me Cummins Council immediately on your dime, insurance company. And then that lawyer or lawyers are supposed to now fight your insurance company to say, hey, they're covered. And I'm going to protect this person, and the insurance company's got to pay for that.
I guess the other question, the very cynical question that I have is, what's the pool of potential counsel for Cummins Council that the insurance company draws from? Is it a law firm or law firms the insurance company contracts with to provide this service, or is it somebody completely independent of
the insured
company?
Gets to choose their own lawyer and their own Cummins.
Not their own lawyer, their own Cummins Council.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their own Cummins Council.
Well, within reason, because they can't go hire someone at $1,000 an hour. You know what I mean? They can't do that. So the answer is yes and no. I do this for a living, man. This is right in my alley. But yeah, they can and can't, Denise. They can, but they can't go, yeah, I'm going to hire this $1,000 an hour lawyer. You're not covered like
or
that.
Or somebody that's not qualified to do the litigation.
Right. But a lot of times the insurance companies do have a legitimate Cummins Council. They'll say, here's Cummins Council.
So I apologize for my confusion because this is not my wheelhouse.
Right.
So Amber Heard got a lawyer of her choosing to represent her in the case with Johnny Depp.
Yes. Not correct. Slowly back up. No. What the marine company is arguing, and again, we got to look in this detail, is Travelers pick their insurance lawyers, when the marine company is saying, no, Travelers, your guys were more expensive than ours. That's what I understand is the issue.
But my point here is the people that appeared in court that lost the case,
right,
the lawyers that lost the case, was that
Travelers?
But is that Cummins Council?
No.
Or is the sole issue the Cummins Council just arguing
coverage?
Who argues coverage?
That's it. The Cummins Council coverage. So the lawyers that were there were supposedly Travelers, normal insurance company, insurance lawyers that are covering her as if they're covering her, right? And then the Cummins Council must have been successful to say, you got to cover her for this.
Right. And the confusing part is she lost and she won.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what adds some intrigue here for the insurance companies.
All right. We're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Alec Baldwin and Rust. We'll be back.
Thank you for turning on Radio Law Talk. There's much more coming right up right here after we break away.
Said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds.
seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
An opportunity.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Boys are weird. That's true.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So Miss Hutchins dies in the Rust on the Rust set. By the way, Rust is going forward, and they're going to produce this movie, and it's going to come out. Before we get into the details of what's going on with the case, why Denise and Todd, is Rust going to be continued, and the film's going to be finished and made? Why? Come on.
Well, there are
Denise is doing the hand signal.
It has a lot to do with money. There are a lot of people that have put a lot of money into this. They've invested a lot trying to get this movie up, and they expect a return on their investment. But the second thing is, in terms of popularity of the movie, this is going to sound very shrewd and very cold-hearted, but There has probably been more pre-production publicity about this film that will generate interest on the part of people who want to ultimately see it than any film I can imagine that has been made in the last 20 years, with the exception of films where people are really psyched about who's going to be in it. Oh, my gosh, this person's going to play this role. This is going to happen here. I'm talking about putting aside who's starring in the film, just information about the film and pre-production publicity. You know, I think that ultimately people made a very shrewd decision to say, well, we're throwing a lot of that away if we don't finish this film. If we make it, the number of people that are going to want to watch it is pretty high. It's going to be popular, and there's a lot of people that have invested money in this. And let's also remember that for every production out there, there's probably in excess of 1,000 jobs that are supported by a production when you take it all the way from writing till the finished product. And those people all have, you know, this is their livelihood. I see that's a huge reason why they're making it.
Well, here's the deal. This is a situation. It's very clear to me. This thing is going to make, I had no idea about this film. I would have not probably watched this film. I want to see this film when it's done.
Exactly. That's what
I'm
talking
about. And so the amount of money, and the reason I'm bringing this up is something very important. Because everyone asks, not everybody, but they're all saying to themselves, why the heck did they settle this case? And why was part of the settlement, by the way, I know who their lawyer is, and why the heck does Hutchins become the, quote, executive producer of the film?
Well, I think it was super cute. I think it's a great idea. It's to pay for the victim's family. So there, not only, and it's also brilliant of Alec Baldwin, by the way.
It's a good they're thinking outside the box, right?
How do we get that family paid for the loss of the mother? How do we do that? And by giving him executive producer status.
Him, I think it's her. Yeah. I think they made her the executive producer, the one that died.
No, it's her husband.
Her husband? Was it the
husband?
Yes,
it's her husband.
Okay, got it. Okay.
It's her husband for the child. So this is why the settlement's about. And so. It's a perfect, I think it's a perfect way to resolve this, because you've got to think, how do we get him money? How do we take care of that child for the rest of its life? How do we make this family whole? Well, it's only by money. You can't do it in any other fashion. You can't bring back the mom, right?
So, Todd, what you're saying, hang on, what you're saying is, and I think you're raising your hand ready to get into this, is as executive producer, you get what?
You get residuals on
that's
the film.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And that's why they're making money. Cal, what do you want to say?
This is a historical film that will have a legacy set of money coming in for this child as long as that child lives because of the history associated with it.
That's
so
exactly
it's a great move, whoever pulled that up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Smart.
So not only they settled it, so for an undisclosed amount, I'm sure they received money, but on top of that, receiving residuals from this film that is going to boom. It's going to take off. Everyone's going to want to see it.
Yeah, because you could see how in negotiations for settlement, you know, one party says, look, she died. That's going to boost a lot of interest in this film. And you're going to profit on that. And so they may have initially wanted a dollar amount, at which point you could see the Rush folks going back saying, that's speculative. We can't give you a dollar amount based upon that. And then they meet in the middle saying, well, I'll tell you what. How about it be contingent on the popularity? And the best way to do that is to make you the executive producer. It almost acts like a variable annuity.
Right.
Because it will continue to pay out.
Right. And here's the interesting thing. So Hutchins, the husband, says as follows, and I quote, this is all interesting. By the way, the lawyers allege the shooting was a result of negligence and cost cutting, right? That's what the Hutchins lawyers said. Hutchins at the settlement said as follows, I have no interest in engaging in recriminations or attributions of blame to the producers of Mr. Baldwin. And then he continues and says, quote, all of us believe Helena's death was a terrible accident. I'm grateful that the producers and the entertainment community have come together to pay tribute to Helena's final work. This was one of the most brilliant settlements, in my opinion, of how to get around. Because settlements, the best part about it is there's good and bad. I've learned in settlements as a good mediator, and you know this, Denise, you do a lot of this. Mediators will tell you, when both parties walk out not happy, you've done your job because nobody got what they wanted. This one's the opposite. I think everybody got what they wanted.
Absolutely, and it was a really creative way to honor Helena Hutchins.
So the question here is, What effect is this settlement going to have on the determination by the local prosecutor who still has yet to file criminal charges? There's been speculation that that's going to come down the pike. And look, there's you see it in TV all the time where people say, well, the victim doesn't want to press charges, so the DA had to drop the case. That's not how it works. The DA in every jurisdiction has the ultimate say as to whether or not they're going to pursue charges. This happens a lot in domestic violence. It's often to have a recanting victim. The spouse that was the abuse survivor doesn't want her husband prosecuted because she's looking at it saying, you know, I'm going to starve. He's the sole breadwinner. And the DA understands that. And they'll still prosecute, and rightly so, because otherwise the abuse still goes on, right? And in a case like this here, though, I see the prosecutor looking at it saying, how tough is it going to be to take a case and to get a conviction mm-hmm. when the victim's family members, the husband has released a statement saying, I see this as just a terrible, terrible accident, and I don't want to exactly. place blame. And, I mean, that doesn't mean that there won't be criminal filings. But
not
this,
happening.
This
there won't be a victim
affects
statement.
The determination.
No,
yeah,
not
there
happening.
Won't be a victim statement, if you will. That would be adverse.
Don't forget. It's how many people have to agree to convict, Todd?
It's got to be unanimous.
And it's got to be, what's the standard?
Only takes one to hang
but
a jury.
But what's the standard?
Beyond a reasonable doubt.
Is there reasonable doubt when the people that are victimized, quote, by this, are saying this was a, quote, just a terrible accident?
Now, here's the thing. This settlement is between Alec Baldwin and the producers and Helena Hutchins' husband, the family, right? If I'm the person that I would be nervous and scared to be right now mm-hmm. is the armorer.
That's exactly
the,
right.
The assistant director. The guy who made the bullets that allegedly took them there.
The supplier.
If I was any of those folks, not the big name Baldwin, but any of those lower players, I would be very nervous right now, because this statement only goes to what Hutchins feels about Baldwin and the producers. Not this. This was a terrible accident because of the crap those guys did. I would be very nervous if I was them.
That might be interesting. So, well, we come back hour two. We're going to go into. Denise Dirks is going to get on her little high horse and talk all about these different divorces. And we're going to talk about Tom Brady. We're going to talk about Bill Gates. We're going to talk about a number of different issues with domestic violence and divorce. We'll be back hour two.
So much marital discord, and we'll talk about all of it on Radio Law Talk coming up next hour, where we start at 6 minutes after the next hour. We'll take a break, of course, at the top of the hour, and we'll continue with the big broadcast, Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk. And RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.